And it may be a little bit lazy, but I ran across this and I thought, you know what? That's the most wonderful thing in the world. And it's found in the first chapter of Revelation, starting with a little bit later than the fourth verse. In other words, there's something that leads into it, but I don't have it. It says, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. Now, this is the part that really touched me. It said, to him who loved us.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And then I also included, skipped verse 7 and included verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I wanted to start off with that because I want to speak tonight about the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, I came by this by reading something that's absolutely the furthest thing in the world from the name of Jesus. But it inspired me. I was listening to some worship, and I thought, oh, that's good. That's exactly the opposite of what I read in Deuteronomy. And I want to tell you about the negative, but I also want to tell you about the name of Jesus. There's none of us here tonight that don't believe in the lovely name of Jesus. I don't know what you call the Lord. What's your favorite name? Because there's so many. But whatever it is, let it lift his name high. Amen? I'm going to start in Revelation 19 and 16. And this is exactly the opposite case of what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 1. And Revelations 19 and 16 says, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Brother Connor, would you ask a blessing on the message tonight?
Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for Brother Jim. I thank what you put in his heart to bring for food for us. We ask your blessings upon it in our Savior's name. Amen.
In the Revelation chapter 3, Scripture says, and this is talking about the Philadelphian church, it says, behold, I'm coming quickly, hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. There's a little bug that's on this microphone, so if you see me doing weird things, I'm going to kill that bug if I can. Because it's annoying me. But anyway, one of the two of us will win this battle. And then the Revelations 22 and 14 says, they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. I'm not much for tattoos, and I'm not going to go either way on that or be critical, nothing about it. I'm just saying it's not been my thing, and it will not be my thing. I can say that pretty assuredly. But when I get to heaven, I want the tattoo right there. And when we see Jesus, we're going to want to belong to him more than ever before. We're going to be so happy for the choices we made here that gives us fellowship with him throughout eternity. And here's where the decision is made. I want to read about a negative situation. I was reading, Debbie was having a test on Friday, a week from this past Friday, and I was reading on the phone Deuteronomy, and for some reason or other, I didn't change it from the Amplified Version. I go back and forth with a few there. And I came across verse 27. And it says, You were peevish and discontented in your tents, and said, because the Lord hated us, He brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Now, in most of the translation, it says that they murmured in their tents. But because it said the peevish, I thought, what? I don't hear that often said. And I thought, well, what does it mean? How many knows what peevish means? We're close. It means cross, querulous, which means full of complaints. I had looked that one up too. And fretful. So they were peevish and discontented in their tents. Now this is recorded also in the book of Numbers, where that God sent out spies so he could give Israel a preview of what he had prepared for them. And so the spies went out, and then they came back, and 10 of the spies said, "Oh, we're up the creek. We don't have any chance against such a great people." And yet Caleb stilled the people and said, "Wait a minute, we are well able to go up and possess the land." Why did Caleb feel that way? And one of the scriptures says that he had a different spirit. The reason he felt that way is because he knew that when God promises something, he is able to deliver it. And so the whole scenario here in the book of Deuteronomy is recollecting that had happened, and Moses telling the story and almost saying, "Well, you guys really messed me up too, because now I don't get to go into the promised land, and we're a whole generation will be lost wandering around in the desert because we did not obey God." And I remember reading in Numbers how that they went to their tents and they cried and they boo-hooed. And I thought, wow, such an opportunity for there to be victory in the people. If they had just obeyed the Lord said, "I'll go before you. I'll fight the battle. All you have to do is obey." And instead of obeying, they rebelled. And they went their own way. You know what's an unusual thing about this? After they had made the wrong decision, they tried to do it themselves. And the Lord said, "That's not going to work. Just tell those people, don't even start that, because I'm not going to be with them." And so he was absolutely absent, and they lost in that battle, and they wandered for 40 years. When I begin to look at the Revelations chapter 19, this is the time where there's going to be an awful bloody battle upon this earth. And I started looking at that chapter, and I highlighted some areas. And what's amazing to me, this is going to be one of the most awful times of the history of this world. The Battle of Armageddon, where the great Babylon is defeated and where God goes out against the enemy and begins to destroy them. And the scripture says that there's blood that'll flow for miles up to the horses' bridles. And so it's an awful time, a time of great destruction. And yet in the first verse it says that a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Alleluia, and salvation and glory and honor belong to the Lord our God." There are so many ways that God is referred to. You can look at the scripture that talks about the names of Jehovah. And then just the way that Jesus Christ is named, and we sang Emmanuel this morning, and there's so many names that apply to him. You can look at, there's A to Z of the names that can be ascribed to Jesus Christ. But in this portion it says, "Salvation and glory and honor belong to the Lord our God." Verse 4 says, "And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sat on the throne, saying, 'Amen. Alleluia.' The voice came from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you servants and those who fear him, both small and great.'" And I heard as it were a voice, a great multitude, verse 6, and as a sound of many waters and the sound of many thunderings. As someone said, it's supposed to thunder maybe even tomorrow. Right here. Have you ever seen weather like this where in July it's somewhat rainy and could rain? It's a crazy upside down thing that's happening. But there are many thunderings saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The Lord God omnipotent reigns. And then we skip down several verses and it says, John's falling down to worship the messenger, and the messenger says, don't do it. I'm like you. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. But worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And then the last thing there in this chapter that I want, and I don't want to read the gory details of how much bloodshed there is, but I think that we need to understand that there is power in the name of Jesus. And there's a lot of people today that are riding on a false idea that because people are changing their ways, that some way or another we need to scrap the Word of God and go the way of the world. But that is an absolute fable. It's a lie from the devil. And we need to be careful not to get on board that ship. Because that ship is the Titanic and it will sink. And that scripture that we read earlier, he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This morning as Sherry began to worship and the first song was, We Have the Power. Is that right? In the name of Jesus? And then the one that we're going to hear in just a minute again, and that's At Your Name, right? I have been overwhelmed with three songs lately, and I don't know why. I've always liked one or two or three or four, but it seems like everything is shut off. I listen to this or that, and it just doesn't register. But three songs is really touching me right now, and that is At Your Name, and then 10,000 Reasons, or Bless the Lord, O My Soul, and There's Power in the Name of Jesus, the Break Every Chain song. I've listened to these, and I tell you what, it seems to me that the Lord wants us to understand that there is power in His name. That all the things that we have believed and all the things that we've had faith in are real and are true. And if there's anything today that's going to be done that will change our lives and bring a blessing that no man can take, it's to love, honor, and rejoice and worship the name of Jesus. If all of heaven is worshiping when the most awful judgment is coming to this world, then we as the Church of Jesus Christ need to honor and hold His name so very dear and so very close and protect His name. How many get protected when people use the name of the Lord in vain? You want to just reach out and anoint them with a big old slap, right? That's kind of the way I feel. But and it's really not necessary for us to do that because there is a judgment coming. And no one will escape that has defiled the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a Psalm 150 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. There are so many names and so many ways to refer to the Lord that we have such a, what would you say, we have such an array of possibilities of things that we can say to Him and endearments and how that we can praise Him. Years ago, there was an actor, he still may be an actor, he still may be alive, I'm not even sure, his name was Robert Blake. How many remember Robert Blake? Probably the last thing you remember of him is being accused of killing someone, and I don't even remember how that turned out. But, huh?
Threw off his boat.
And Robert Blake was on one of the late night talk shows, and he said something about, oh yeah, I believe in the Lord. I believe in God. He said, me and God have a deal and I call him Louie. And I, you know, kind of the hairs on the back of my neck raised up, and I said, Louie? That's what I call Jacob. Jacob Lewis, right? Louie. But God's name is not Louie, and that really, that was offensive to me. That was offensive to think that someone thought they could redirect the name of God. But there are names that are precious to us. And as I was listening to At Your Name, on the YouTube screen came up all of these different names. I thought, wow, what an awesome thing, because we know him. We know God as Yahweh, and we know the Jehovah Jireh. And the, every now and again, you'll get a preacher on one of the religious stations, and they'll say, well, if you say it exactly this way, it'll happen. And I don't think it's so much about the way that you say it. What I think it is about what you feel about Jesus and how proud you are to belong to him, because someday for eternity, you're going to have his name on your forehead. How many's looking forward to that? But for right now, all of the battles and all of the things that we're dealing with, everything of life, and how many knows life can get difficult, we have a name that we can absolutely count on and depend on. And when we speak that name, we can see the world change before us because of his love for us and because he's given us that power. Scriptures, Jesus said, in my name you will cast out demons, pray for the sick, and if you drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt you, and if you get snake bitten, you're not going to die. And although I'm all opposed to grabbing up a snake to find out, or drinking any poison just to test God, but I'm so thankful that we have the protection and the power in Jesus' name. In the song, 10,000 Reasons, or Bless the Lord, oh my soul, it says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. I believe this is the day that we sing like we've never sang before. To where we let it go. We don't need to hold back. We don't need to restrict anything. Debbie got mad at me the other day because we have a center island sink. An island sink, I guess it's not centered, it's on the end. But it has been so slow. Turn the water on, it just almost drips. And I got the bright idea of taking that restrictor and taking it apart. And now, then when you turn the faucet on, it squirted everywhere. It hit the bottom and it blasted out. And Debbie said, what did you think you were doing? I said, well, I try to get coffee, water in my coffee pot, and it takes 10 minutes, and I have to walk all the way over to the other sink, at least another step, and so I thought I'd fix the situation by taking out the restriction, and I put another restrictor in there, and I might even have to get another one if this one's not restricting enough. In some situations, you need a restrictor. In our worship and our praise and our honor and our glory to the holy and precious name of Jesus, it's not time to restrict like never before. We must sing his praises. And this song, it says, the sun comes up and a new day is dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before us, let me be singing when the evening comes. And it's bless the Lord, O my soul. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And on that day when my strength is failing. How many has days like that? Heard a preacher, Debbie, I came into the room. Debbie was listening to a preacher and she said, he's a cowboy preacher. He looked like the cowboy preacher. Had the hat, I guess, and the boots, and had kind of a different kind of a voice to him. And he said, I've asked you the question, how many, you know, have sinned since you've been saved? And everybody raised their hand. And then he said, I asked you another question about how many is sick and only half of you raised your hand. I got a feeling tonight if I ask that same question, 100% both. You've been sick? How many say amen to that? And we've probably done some wrong things since we've been saved. But in my point in that was that's an unusual question, and I don't know why anybody wouldn't be bold to answer. We have failures. We have sickness. We have things that we can't deal with. We're not able to do all that we even want to do. And as Brother Connor's bringing us into this old age thing and making us all an old folks club, I almost feel like we need to get a home started so we can have a place to go in a year or two, right? And we're getting there, and it is harder to do anything that we used to jump up and do things, and now we think about jumping up. We think about getting up slower. And somebody said the other day that they become dizzy. I've done the same thing. You got to get up at a good pace or else you become dizzy. So we have limits and we have restriction. But you know what? We can praise the name of Jesus because he's so able. 10,000 years and forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. And we're going to hear in just a minute At Your Name. I love that song. You know why? Because at the name of Jesus, all these things, the mountains shake and crumble and the oceans roar and tumble and angels bow and the earth rejoices and people cry out. So it's got very similar words to shout to the Lord. I love that song as well. But Lord of all the earth, we shout your name. We don't just whisper the name of Jesus, right? And when we shout the name of Jesus, and we get to that Yahweh, Yahweh, we love to shout your name. It just seems like there's such a power in that. And then the last song that I want to bring before you that we've sang, and I'm so glad that someone found these songs and brought them to us and we're able to rejoice in the Lord in these. This song has the least amount of words that I've ever seen, and they repeat it. I've got recordings on YouTube of this lasting 15 minutes of singing these few words over and over. I thought there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, and then we could break the chains. But no, there's one more. There's power in the name of Jesus. You know what? That's not a whole lot of words, but that's a whole lot of content. And we that have believed in the name of Jesus and loved Jesus for all of these years, I'll tell you what, folks, the revival is in this, that there's still power in the name of Jesus. And the power is to break every chain, every chain, every chain. Oh, there's so many things that are binding, so many things that are difficult, so many things that we look at and we say, wow, that's a big mountain. I don't know how I'm going to handle that. You know what? It's in the name of Jesus that we're going to handle it, and he's going to break every chain. We can't. There's a little bridge here that says, all sufficient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price brought our redemption, heaven's gates swing open wide. And then it goes back, there's power in the name of Jesus. And it repeats three times. And then the break every chain repeats three times. And then the last part of that song, not necessarily the last part, the next part of the song is, there is an army rising up. When I look at the world today, I kind of feel like, oh, it's overwhelming how evil things are. And how the mindset is, and how that being a Christian is looked down upon. How many remember the old TV show Bonanza? We used to be in competition with it in church, every Pentecost church. Started at 7:30, and if you got through before Bonanza come on, you had a lousy service. 7:30, that's 10 o'clock. So 2.5 hours, but my goodness, if your church service only lasted 2.5 hours, I don't know what we'd do today. I think we'd probably pass on that kind of a situation. But our church service often would go to 11 or 11:30 because people would hang around and worship and seek the Lord. And I guess looking back, I don't know what we did for all that time. But I'll tell you what, the heart of the people were hungry, and we knew one thing was true. Jesus was coming again. He's coming again, and we're getting closer. But there's an army rising up. And let me finish that comment about Bonanza. When we first started watching Bonanza, they were praying in the show. That was part of it, because there was such respect for God in this country. Everything, every time it was Christmas, every time that it was Easter, there was probably something along that theme, because it seemed like this country was geared towards Jesus Christ. And you didn't hear a lot of the things that you hear today, but now we've gone so far away from that. And even in the TV shows, we used to think, well, they'll never put anything bad on TV. How many believes that now? Nobody. Because we know that TV has changed a lot. And I know that the mentality of the world has changed. And I know that people are bold in their sin today. But guess what? There's an army rising up. I don't know what Jesus wants to do, but I really feel strongly that he wants to do something. And I think he wants to start within all of us. I don't believe that you're going to have to go somewhere else. And you won't have to go out to follow a great evangelist. I don't believe that. Because I believe that the name of Jesus means something to you and I at Calvary Temple. We love his name. Amen. We adore the name of Jesus. As we just sang a while ago. We love his name so much. Oh, it's so important to us. Because everything in our life is geared towards pleasing our Savior and our Lord. I asked Sherry if she would lead the song At Your Name as we close tonight. Now, we can play all of these things on YouTube. I know I do that. But I think there is a benefit, folks, to us singing these words. I think that there's a benefit to us saying these things that someone has been inspired to write, and it's a blessing. And I believe, too, that when we sing and when we let go, that the power of God's Spirit is going to fill us up. And he's going to minister to us. How many has a sickness you could be healed of tonight? How many has a need that could be answered tonight? So what I'm saying is, in the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, all things are possible. The Lord hasn't restricted anything from us. He said, oh, you know, you can have salvation, but you can't have this or that. He's opened the door, and all things are possible. We'd like to have the worship crew come back, and we'd like to sing this song. I want to join in. You'll join in. And let's just worship. This song can kind of get you going. How many's willing to get going? Would you stand with us this evening? And we're gonna close with this song, and let it be a praise to the Lord. Breaks in glory. Love him one more time before we're dismissed. Precious Savior, we honor who you are. We pray, Lord, that you'll minister to every heart, every life, tonight and throughout this week. Lord, prepare our hearts for your glory, your mercy, your tenderness, your miracle power. Lord, we need you in everything that we do. Let us rejoice that we belong to you, and for eternity your name will be upon us. We honor you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Your name is so powerful, so able, Lord. Just your name, Jesus. Holy Jesus. Holy Jesus. Holy Jesus. Praise God. Lord, bless you. We belong to Jesus. Amen.